Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, praise God. Amen. Hey, it's not storming tonight. No, praise the Lord. It just seems like so often on Wednesdays we've had stormy conditions, but today just hot and humid. Few sprinkles now and then too. But God is good. Amen. God is so good. And it's our God who gives us the strength and the ability that we need from Him. And I'm so thankful that, you know, it's day by day, and He knows how to grant it to us as we need it. And that's a wonderful thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have someone that we can trust. We have someone that is faithful. We have a Savior that loves us. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes. It's a wonderful thing to know Him. It's a wonderful thing to know that, oh, yes, He has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us, and, oh, He has greatly ordained wonderful things for them that love Him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, we're going to pray as we begin here tonight and ask God to just direct and have His way. Oh, thank You, Jesus. Praise You, God. We do thank You, Lord. We do praise You, Jesus. We know that there is none that can compare to Thee, Lord Jesus. And we're so thankful that, oh Lord, we can look to Thee. You do have the answers for every scenario, every situation, Lord. Oh God, every burden, every care, Lord. Oh God, every health problem. Oh God, every financial need. Oh God, we know that there is nothing too hard for You. You are not limited, oh God, and we can come to Thee, Lord. We have this wonderful privilege of coming to You, Jesus, and we thank You, God. We praise You, Lord. I ask that You would lead, guide, and direct here tonight. Oh God, You know the needs of Your people, and I pray that You would direct this Bible study, oh God, to fit the needs, Lord, to speak to our hearts, to help us to overcome, Lord, in the little time we have left, Lord, that we would fulfill Thy plan and Thy purpose, Lord, that we would be faithful servants, Lord, and oh God, oh God, oh God, that we'd hear Thee say, well done, Thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of my Lord. Oh, we thank You, Lord. We praise You. We ask that You'd have Your way. I pray that You'd meet every need, Lord, that You'd help Your people, Lord. Oh, God, that You'd be with Your people. Oh, guide and direct, oh, Lord Jesus. You know everything, oh, the end from the beginning. And I pray that You'd give us that strength, that stamina, that desire, oh, Lord, oh, God, to continue with Thee and to live for Thee, to be zealous for Thee, Lord. Oh, Jesus, in Your precious name, have Your way, Lord. Lead this Bible study, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give me the words, oh, God, the ability, the anointing, oh God, that Your will be done, Lord. We give it to You in Jesus' name. Help Your people, Lord. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Well, we're going to continue with our Life in Christ series. I wasn't quite sure exactly how this fit in, but I think it does actually quite well. And we're going to be particularly talking about how to redeem the time. And oh my, you know, as we see the day of Christ drawing near, and you know, we know indeed how, well, just a little bit of how perilous these moments are. You know, you can feel it and see it, and oh my, you know, we have seen such a departure from the good ways of God in so many ways. But praise the Lord, you know, we have God's word, and we are so blessed, praise the Lord, to be recipients of His goodness, of His grace, that He touched our lives, oh, that He's working on us, oh my, to make us what we ought to be in Christ. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let's turn here right away tonight to Romans chapter 13 here and read a little bit. Romans chapter 13 to begin here tonight. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know I've thought of this portion of Scripture many times, and, you know, it seemed like I was material to use, but I never I don't think I have for quite a long time. But let's go there right now. Romans chapter 13. And we are going to go down to verse 11. Praise the Lord. Amen. Verse 11. Okay. Praise the Lord. It reads, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." And praise the Lord, I know, yes, we've been talking about putting on Christ, and then, oh yes, putting off the old man. And oh my, you know, there's so many clues in God's word. That certainly is God's will, that, you know, not only that we would come to Jesus and believe in him and embrace his promises, but oh my, oh, there's a life to be lived, to prove ourselves, to become that faithful servant. And so, yes, it's so needful to cast off all the works of darkness. Anything that would not be of the light needs to go in our lives. And of course, we need to be clothed with that armor of light. Oh yes, that armor that, oh yes, we all must put on in order to make it through this world. You know, Brother Samuel talked about that armor on Sunday, so I don't think we're going to just go through that in with a great deal of detail right now. But oh yes, we do need to stand with our loins girt about with the truth. And we need to have on that breastplate of righteousness. Oh, our feet need to be ready, oh yes, with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And yes, it tells us there in Ephesians, oh yes, that need above all to take that shield of faith wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And yes, our heads need to be covered too. We need, oh yes, the helmet of salvation on our heads. And yes, by our side, we need that sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And you know, I love that 18th verse there in this chapter in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, where it says in 18, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Oh yes, we got to preserve through this world. We need to make it through this world. We need to be watching and be ready. And oh my, it's going to take a lot of vigilance in order to do this. Oh my, to make it through this world. But yes, we are told back here in Romans 13, oh yes, it's getting late, it says. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. And yes, it is time, if there are hindrances in our lives, it is time to cast them off, every work of darkness. Yes, and it is time to walk in the armor of light, or to have that put on. Oh yes, to be clothed, oh yes, with the blessings of the Lord, and oh yes, all that he has for his children. And oh yes, we need to walk honestly. Oh, that would be with integrity, without any pretense. Yes, as in the day, you know, so people can see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Oh my, and certainly none of those characteristics like rioting. Oh my, rioting refers to loose living, debauchery, and unrestrained revelry. And oh my, we don't want any of these characteristics in our lives, and certainly no drunkenness, and no chambering and wantonness, oh my, and those refer to lewd spirits, lust, lasciviousness, and all those attributes, but oh my, we don't want any of that in our lives, and certainly not strife and envying. But it tells us in verse 14, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. And praise the Lord. I think that goes along with, giving place to the devil. We don't want to allow him in our lives. We don't want to give him any chair to sit on. We don't want to give him any purpose. We don't want anything, oh my, that he could be hanging on to and be detrimental. No provision for the devil to, get the advantage and, oh my, giving him some allowance to operate in a way that would be very displeasing to God, oh, to fulfill the lust thereof. So by his grace and mercy, yes, we want to put on Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, we want to put off the old man, as we have been learning over these few weeks, that great need to do that. And yes, as we continue with this study tonight, let's now go to Ephesians. And we were in Ephesians last week, but it seems that we need to go to Ephesians 5 here tonight and see how the Lord might lead here. Praise the Lord. We're going to begin with verse 1 here. And it starts by saying, be therefore followers of God as dear children. And of course, we are so privileged to have him as our leader, as the one that we must follow. And if we are following him, then we are going to be walking in his ways. Certainly, we will put off the old man and those old things of the past and all those hindering things that were not of God. Yes, by his grace and mercy, we give them all over to God. Because, yes, our example, the one that we emulate, the one that we follow is Jesus Christ. Amen. And it tells us in verse 2, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Oh my, the beauty of what Jesus Christ did for us. The love that, he so willingly bestowed upon us. Oh, that offering that he made of himself. There's nothing to ever compare to that. And yes, so we want to, again, walk in love as he has given us that example. And certainly, oh, what an example. Everything he did was to tell us and the way to go, how to behave ourselves, how to conduct ourselves, how to walk. Oh, yes, he was that perfect example. So we want to follow him and walk in love. Oh, yes, remembering how he hath given himself for us. He was that offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Oh, yes, the beautiful smell, of what he did for our salvation. Praise the Lord. But, oh, yes, as we walk with him, then, oh, yes, that essentiality to put off all the works of the flesh. So verse 3 tells us, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. For following the Lord, we don't want any of these attributes to be a part of our lifestyle. And by God's grace, we would never walk or even contemplate walking in those ways. It should never be named among anybody who has been called to serve the Lord, who perceives himself or herself as a follower of Jesus Christ. So yes, all uncleanness, all fornication, and all covetousness, which, you know, it is greedy desires to covet things that are not yours in a lustful way. And oh yes, it is not to be named. It is not to be a characteristic of anyone who is following Jesus Christ. And then the list goes on in verse 4. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, and nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. And you know, our talk, the way we speak, defines us. People get quite an impression by the words that come out of our mouth. And we, again, want to make sure that these words would represent Jesus Christ and his way of life, his thinking. So it names filthiness and foolish talking or jesting even as not being appropriate or convenient. But oh my, something that is always appropriate, that is giving of thanks. Oh, praise the Lord. And oh, that heart that is thankful and appreciative. Oh yes, what an honor that is, and how it tells it, you know, who we are. And oh my, it helps others to see a different kind of attitude in the child of God. For it goes on to tell us in verse 5, for this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. And oh my, that is just such a clear statement. And you know, from that we can easily understand that if these are part of your nature, then you are not going to be a recipient of eternal life with Jesus Christ if these characteristics are a part of your lifestyle. And you know, there's other places. I know we went to 1 Corinthians 6 last week, I'm quite sure, but let's just read that little portion again. It tells us in 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9, 10, and 11, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And oh yes, it goes on to declare here in verse 11, and such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. And you know, that is such a beautiful thing, how the Lord takes us, how he washes us clean. All those old filthy sins of the past are washed all by the blood of Jesus Christ. And oh yes, in the waters of baptism, praise the Lord for the remission of sins. Oh yes, so we don't have to cling to those old ways, those old sins, all those old dreadful things that we are now ashamed. But he sanctified us, he made us holy. Oh yes, he has made us just in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Praise the Lord. When, oh yes, we obeyed the plan of Jesus Christ. Oh yes, the plan of salvation. Praise the Lord to be, oh yes, to first of all repent and to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Oh yes, with the wonderful promise of receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank the Lord, yes. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. God has taken our lives and he has changed us. You know, it is so exciting to see lives changed. That is such a witness How could there be a clearer witness of the power of God? You know, you just never know. You know, here at Last Trumpet, we have worked with inmates throughout the years, and I know Brother Harry was one person that Brother Tim and I had the privilege of meeting in person and praying with, and you know, it was such a beautiful story to meet this man. You could tell by his letters that, you know, he had a walk with the Lord. He was really striving, oh, to know the Lord, and oh my, to be obedient. He had had the amazing privilege of being baptized in Jesus' name, actually, by a chaplain who happened to be, I believe, in Portage at that time. And, you know, that was a great blessing. But, oh my, you know, from his writings and all the other indicators, you could tell he was a changed life. He was, you know, somebody that had done dreadful things. In fact, you know, he may be in prison for life, unless something would change that. But, you know, praise the Lord, God has intervened and met that man, and he is a witness. Oh, yes, he is a changed man, praise the Lord. And, you know, you just never know. I know how Brother Costa doesn't mind me mentioning how God has changed him, too, because, yes, I know, too, he'd been in prison for some years, and that's where he found Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. It moved in him to, you know, want to know the Lord. And he wanted to study God's word. And he had a Greek background. And, you know, he began to study the Greek language so we could understand the scripture more beautifully and profoundly. But praise the Lord, he's a changed life. And that is such a wonderful thing, oh my, to see this. Now, of course, we know that Sister Sharon has been working with an inmate in Singapore, and this man was a drug dealer. And, you know, in Singapore, that's a very serious offense. It is possible that he could be sentenced to death. It's pending that sentence, or whatever they may decide, but it's a very serious offense in Singapore. But you know, this brother has found the Lord, and it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. He's been witnessing to others. He's been teaching others. You know, he's been eager to get Last Trumpet ministry materials as they will allow. And you know, it's a beautiful thing to see what God has wrought in his life. Praise the Lord. But that's such a beautiful thing that God takes us out of our world of sin. And you know, we didn't, you know, necessarily go to prison. Oh my, but oh my, we all have things in our background that we're not proud of. But praise the Lord. Oh yes, we have one that took us, embraced us, loved us, and washed our slate clean. Oh, praise the Lord, in the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, who even sanctified us to make us holy. Praise the Lord by his Spirit. Oh, yes. Oh, makes us just in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Praise the Lord. Oh, that is, oh, the tremendous ability of Jesus Christ to take our lives and make us what we ought to be in him. Praise the Lord. You know, I want to turn to Galatians 5 for just a moment too, because here it also just clearly tells us, oh, the great need to take God's word seriously. And that's a big question in my life. Why do people take it so lightly? God's word is so clear, but oh my, why do people think that they can entertain sin, that they can walk in sin, that they, you know, don't have to abandon sin and still think that they can be a Christian? Here tells us, Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, it reads, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth after the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. And then it names the works of the flesh, or at least a good list of them. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Oh, it's so clear, isn't it? Oh my, we don't want these works of the flesh to be a part of us. And oh yes, oh, it will manifest. It will tell all the world who we are if those attributes are a part of our living, of our lifestyle. No, by the grace of God, oh yes, we have put them down. Anything, oh yes, that was in our life that was contrary, all those works, you know, emulations, meaning rivalries and wrath and strife and seditions and heresies, oh, doctrines that were contrary to the word of God. All those things, envyings, murders, drunkenness, yes, oh, hear that, even, yes. And it says reveling, which is disorderly or immoral, partying and such festivities. Mardi Gras kind of reminds me of such things as revelings. And oh yes, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But oh yes, oh, there are fruit of the Spirit. Oh yes, which his people, oh yes, put on. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. It tells us in verse 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Oh, there's such a change when Jesus Christ comes into our life, and we begin to see, oh yes, what sin is all about, and oh yes, he puts it upon us that we don't want to walk in that realm anymore, that we, oh yes, want to be made after the image of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. So yes, we want to put away all those characteristics. We want our speech, oh yes, to be such that it would be an example of a child of God, and it would not lead somebody astray because of, you know, words that come out of our mouth that are contrary, that are not of God. God forbid that we would take the name of the Lord in vain. God forbid that, oh yes, we would use that F word and oh, all those other corrupt ways of speaking that people often do. It all tells who we are. But if we are in Christ, we don't want any of that to be a part of us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it goes on to tell us in verse 6 here in Ephesians 5, let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. And you know, there is so much deception. Part of being deceived is, you know, walking in error and not realizing the condition that you are in. Walking in disobedience, you know, having characteristics that are not becoming of a child of God, and, you know, a deception of the devil. Oh, that one who lays out there to try to deceive and hinder us in any way possible. But it tells us in verse 7, be not ye therefore partakers with them. Those of that lifestyle, we don't want to partake of their lifestyle. We don't want to walk in their ways, you know. We don't want to go through their thinking and behave ourselves in that manner. No, for God has come into our lives and changed us. I'm turning to 2 John for a moment here. You'd like to turn with me here for a few verses. It tells us here, starting with verse 5, 2 John, just one chapter here, but verse 5, it reads, and now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. See, you know, if we say we love the Lord and don't obey his word, we don't heed his commandments, then, it tells plainly that we are not walking in love, that we are not walking in the ways of Jesus Christ. So it goes on, this is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. Yes, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So yes, that is going to tell the story. We can say we love the Lord, but if our works do not prove it, then oh my, we do not truly love the Lord. It's deceit. We are being deceived. And then it says in verse 7, for many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and antichrist. And, you know, if people would consider themselves a Christian and not able to confess that Jesus Christ has come into the world, then yes, it tells us clearly that that's deception, that that's antichrist. You know, that's got to be laid down from the beginning, that reality, that truth that Jesus Christ is indeed the Son of God, that Jesus Christ has indeed come in the flesh. That's the bottom line. That's where our walk with Jesus Christ begins. And yes, if that confession cannot be made, then, oh yes, then that person is classed as a deceiver indeed. And so it tells us in verse 8 here in 2 John, look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. And oh yes, we don't want to be hindered. We want to walk in truth. We want to continue. We want to continue unto the end. We don't want anything to hinder us. Oh yes, you know, we got to strive unto the end. Oh, in this walk with the Lord, it's an endurance race. Oh yes, them that endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. So yes, there's a need to look to ourselves, to hang on to these things which are good and true, that we lose not those things which we have wrought. Oh, the progress that we have made, thank God for it. But oh, we don't want to go backwards. No, there's always going to be more striving for more and more to be like Jesus. But oh yes, we want to continue so that we receive that full reward. Praise the Lord. And then it's explained in verse 9. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Praise the Lord. And the only way you could get to God, who is a spirit, is through Jesus Christ. And then it goes on to say in verse 10, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. And oh yes, again, that doctrine that is being discussed here in verse 10 is that doctrine of Christ, which is defined in verse 7. the necessity to confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, that the Messiah has come. Praise the Lord. That the Christ, oh, yes, has indeed come into the world to seek and to save those which are lost. And here it explains in verse 10, as John is writing, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. So we need indeed to be careful that, oh yes, we don't wish somebody blessings who is not walking in the doctrine of Christ. We certainly would not want to be a partaker of those evil deeds. But oh yes, these instructions, they come from the Word of God. Oh, praise the Lord, that tell us how we need to conduct our lives. And going back to Ephesians 5, verse 7, where it says, be not ye therefore partakers with them. And it continues, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Praise the Lord, yes, such a change in our attitude, in our goals, in our spirit. Oh yes, in our talk, in our dress, in our manners of life. Praise the Lord, yes. Because now we are walking in the light if we are the children of the light. And then it explains in verse 9, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Well, praise the Lord. And oh, yes, we want those fruits of the Spirit to be a part of our lifestyle, of our talk, of our manner. Oh, yes. Because as we walk this life, we need the approval of God. It tells us as we continue here in this fifth chapter, verse 10, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Oh, yes, oh, that is the great desire, that our lifestyle, oh, yes, when we get to the end of this short life, that, oh, we would find God's approval, that he could genuinely say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That, oh yes, we could have that approval and that acceptance. Oh yes, oh, that we walked this walk. Oh yes, our walk with God, our relationship, our talk, our walk proved it. Praise the Lord. So yes, we have not been a snare. We have not, you know, been a hindrance to those that are looking for salvation. Oh yes, we want to love the things that God loves. We want to hate the things that he hates. And oh yes, it continues to tell us in verse 11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Oh yes, you know, we cannot, you know, go forward and have that kind of fellowship with the works of darkness. But our words and our conduct needs to reprove them or show that disapproval or that rebuking. Oh yes, be it verbal or be it by the way we present ourselves. For it continues in verse 12, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Oh yes, we have so many things that bring reproach to the kingdom of God. You know, so many people just, you know, the way they walk and they talk, it shows, you know, that they are truly not a child of God. And God is seeing it. God is realizing it. Oh, yes, and those things that are so horrendous that, you know, we don't want to set our minds on them. We don't want to dwell on those things. You know, it says it's a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. All those things that people, you know, just don't want to speak of openly. You know, they're back there and, you know, things that, you know, the steam files that, you know, are talk of this day and you know, something that has been investigated to some extent. But, you know, I think they get so far and then, you know, there's too much involvement and oh my, you know, we can't expose this all, we can't bring it all. You know, they want to keep their evil deeds in secret. That's the way of it. But oh my, there is a God who sees through everything. Oh, nothing is hidden from our Lord. It tells us in verse 13, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Oh, God's light, his flashlight, when it shines, oh my, it's going to reveal every secret thing, all that man or woman has done, all those dreadful things that they want to hide and not let known. Oh my, God's flashlight is going to show it. It's going to manifest it. It's going to reveal it. Oh yes, you know, oh people, oh, so many find pleasure in the wicked ways of this world. But oh, we don't want that to be at all a part of our thinking or lifestyle. And oh, we know that so many won't even come to the Lord because they realize that if they do, then all those things that they would rather not have revealed, you know, are going to come into condemnation. And they're going to have to be exposed, and they're going to have to repent. It tells us in John chapter 3, verses 19 and 20 and 21, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. And men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. See, they don't want to be exposed, and they'd rather walk in the dark. Oh, yeah, you know, you think if it's dark, then, you know, it's not going to be so evident, you know, it's not going to be so obvious. And oh, yes, because of those that are full of their evil deeds and they don't want it to be exposed, then, oh, my, they don't come to the light. They don't come to the Lord Jesus, therefore. And it explains, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Yeah, they're going to be rebuked. You're going to have to get down on your knees and repent if you're walking in the darkness full of those evil deeds. But praise the Lord, it tells us in verse 21 here in John chapter 3, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God. Oh yes, such a contrary way of life. Oh my, when we come to the Lord, yes, oh, we bow our knees, we get right with God, you know, we repent and turn from those wicked ways. And thank God for that flashlight, a God spirit that shines it out so that we can see how filthy and how wretched we are and our great need for salvation. Oh, thank God for it. And oh, such a contrast. Oh, we're willing to come to the light. Oh, to repent of those wicked deeds. Oh, praise the Lord that, oh, yes, we can find that fellowship with Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, so that we don't have to continue to walk in the darkness. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And it continues here in Ephesians. Verse 14. Wherefore he saith, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Well, we are all dead in our trespasses and sin. Oh, yes. You know, we were a part of the walking dead when we knew not Jesus Christ, when we were walking in our old man, in our sins, in our willful disobedience. Oh, my, but praise the Lord. Oh, thank God for he that called us and helped us to awaken out of that dead sleep. Oh, yes, and to arise from the dead. Oh, to obey the gospel. Oh, yes. Oh, that call to repentance, to be buried with Christ in the waters of baptism, to rise, to walk in newness of life. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank God for that call to repentance. Praise the Lord, that new life in Christ. Praise the Lord. Yes, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Oh my, when there's light, we can see. Oh, we can know what is right. We can know what is wrong. Oh, yes, it's going to tell us, you know. Oh, we're going to be keen to those things. When we read God's word, it's going to speak to our hearts. Oh, that still small voice that speaks to our being. We're going to listen. We're going to heed. Oh, you know, as he says, you know, walk in the way that I've set before you. Oh, do my will. Live for me. You know, oh, no, don't do that. Don't do that other thing. Oh my, you know, it's going to speak to us. It's going to convict us. It's going to talk to us. Praise the Lord. That's the light of Jesus Christ. Oh, that is made clear. That is made a manifest. That is revealed when we are walking in the light of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And so it continues to give us more words here. Words that we need. Oh yes, to know how to conduct our lives, praise the Lord. Tells us in verse 15, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. And circumspectly here means to walk with care, to walk with prudence. You know that speculate, the root there, spect, it means, you know, to see, and circum would be around, and so that, you know, we can see around, so, you know, we can know all the different aspects and know, oh my, how to conduct ourselves carefully and cautiously, prudently. Praise the Lord. So, you know, our focus is right, and we are seeing right and understanding right, so that, yes, we walk circumspectly, not as fools nor as the foolish one, but as wise. Praise the Lord. And then we're told, oh, of this great need, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Oh yes, and oh, if Paul could write that back then, oh, how true it is for these moments. As we see the day of Christ approaching, as we realize the nearness of his coming, oh my, we want to be so careful that we don't fall into some kind of trap. Oh my, that the blindness of this world doesn't take hold on us. Oh my, that we are not deceived. You know, sometimes it doesn't take that much to get off the road. You know, if you listen to the wrong voice and, you know, you entertain that thinking, you know, maybe a little bit won't hurt. But oh my, that's the voice of deception. That's the voice of the deceiver. And oh yes, how we need, oh yes, to give ear and not go that way, not to indulge in anything that would be contrary to the will of God. Yes, Peter wrote of that great need, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, Peter wrote, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Oh, he said, who resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. In other words, we are all tempted. Oh, yes, you know, we all must overcome these snares, these traps of the devil. And yes, there's such wisdom in these words here, to be sober, to be vigilant, in other words, to be watchful. Oh, because yes, we do have an adversary. We have an enemy. He's the devil, and he goes about as a roaring lion. He's walking about seeking whom he may devour. And yes, he's looking, you know, for all these little things, you know, maybe some little thing that he, you know, you didn't give heed to, and oh my, he might like to take it and you know, stretch it out and oh, send you off the track. And you know, that is such a saying, you know, if you get off the track, you don't really know if you'll ever get back on it again. You know, it's not wise at all to, you know, not to be careful, not to be diligent, and not to be watchful. You know, you don't want to slide off the track. You don't want to give ears to something that could lead you to the lake of fire. And oh yes, we need to resist that enemy, that devil, that roaring lion who, you know, just walks about, you know, seeking whom he may devour. Oh wow, we don't want to leave anything open for him to take advantage of. So yes, we need to learn to resist, steadfast in the faith. Oh yes, oh my, you know, with all our being here, just, you know, firmly, you know, letting the devil know that we are not going to heed his temptations. We're not going to go that direction. And yes, God is no respecter of persons. And oh yes, we all have this walk to walk. Oh yes, we all have this cross that we need to carry. And oh yes, we all need to learn how to resist steadfast, firmly in the faith. Yes, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Oh yes, it's to all of us here, oh yes. That possibility. And oh yes, we're told here, back here in Ephesians, that need to redeem the time because the days are evil. And oh, we don't want to be unwise, as it tells us in verse 17. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Oh, he has a will. Yeah. Yes, his will is that we would walk in his ways. Oh my, that we would be watchful, that we'd be vigilant. Oh my, that, oh yes, we would take his word seriously. Oh yes, that we would apply the word of God as it is given us, and that we walk in the light. Amen, as he is in the light. Yes, because that moment is coming when we will stand before him. It tells us here in Mark, the 13th chapter, of the great need to take heed, to watch, and to pray. Oh yes, Jesus here, as he was speaking of that second return of Jesus Christ, of his second coming, praise the Lord, he told us of the great need, how we must be diligent, how we must be watchful, praise the Lord, how we must give heed to the things that we have heard. Let's look at some of this here. Mark, the 13th chapter.
Mark
13? Mark 13, yes. It tells us, oh, let's see, going to verse 21. And then, if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, and of course he's talking about this period when our Savior is not here on this earth. But oh yes, it tells us, if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not. And he explains a little bit more in Matthew 24, verse 26, where it tells us if they should say, lo, behold, he is in the desert, believe it not, or believe, or behold, he is in the secret chamber, believe it not. And who's to know? Those that have their eyes focused for some figure to come that they could call a Christ. Oh yes, you know, we are given heed very clearly here. If any should come and say, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. Oh, that speaks loudly how vigilant we must be. Oh, yes, to be careful, oh, to give heed to the words of God, hide it. Oh, yes, in such a time as we are seeing all these things coming to pass before our eyes. Data centers and AI, robots and all kinds of talk of merging robots with humans, and you know, just all kinds of strange things that are in the making in this world. Oh, how we need to listen to the voice of God, how we need to know the word of God, because yes, it tells us clearly, Jesus is saying this, for false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But he went on, but take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. But in those days after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. And he's talking about the end of the world, when, oh yes, these days of tribulation are past, and oh yes, the Lord, our Lord and Savior is returning. Oh yes, and all at once, yes, he talks about how the sun will be darkened and the moon shall not give her light. Amazing how they're talking about blocking out the sun. Who's to know what strange things will yet happen, even in our own lifetimes. And then it talks about the stars of heaven there in verse 25. And the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then it happens, that moment that we have long awaited. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Oh, praise the Lord, here he comes. Oh, yes, oh, to receive his people. Oh, yes, to judge the world in his righteousness. Praise the Lord. Oh, then, yes, all at once he's going to be there. He's going to be noticed. He's going to be seen. Oh, yes, oh, my. There's going to be no denying at that moment. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Oh, praise the Lord, that moment of his coming. Oh, yes, when all at once is going to be over. That event that we've talked about so long, that event that we've awaited, all at once, yes, he will return. Oh, not as a lowly babe, oh, that they would wrap in swaddling clothes and lie in a manger, oh, one that is obscure and all from the eyes of most individuals, but oh, bah, he's going to come in clouds and every eye is going to see him. All at once, there's going to be that understanding that he is indeed the Christ. Oh, yes, that anointed one, indeed the Messiah, the one, oh, yes, that was told that would come. Oh, praise the Lord, that one that we have awaited. Praise the Lord, oh, he's going to come in clouds and every eye is going to see him. Oh, praise the Lord, you know, at the resurrection there. And even those that pierced him. It tells us in Revelation 1:7, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Oh, what a moment that is when Jesus Christ comes forth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Oh, yes, to receive his people. Oh, yes, sending his angels to gather his elect from the four winds. Oh, yes, from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Oh, yes, God's people. And oh, yes, as he is uttering this, he gives a parable here, verse 28 here in Mark 13. Oh yes, Jesus said, now learn a parable of a fig tree. When a branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is near. So ye, in like manner, when ye shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh, even at the door. Oh my, I believe we are seeing these things at this moment. Oh, how we need to give heed. He says, verily I say unto you, that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And then he says in verse 32, but of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. And oh, he goes on to say, verse 33, take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Oh, yes, that should be on our minds. Oh, that should be, oh, yes, such a thought process that we conduct our lives accordingly. Yes, because Jesus Christ will return. Oh, yes, he is as a man who took a journey, a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and oh yes, to each and every one of us, his work. And he commanded the porter to watch. Oh yes, the one at the door, oh, the gatekeeper, oh, to watch, because yes, one of these moments is going to happen. So yes, we are instructed, watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Oh, such a need. Oh, yes, in this moment that we live, as we see these things coming to pass before our very eyes. Oh, yes, all these events tell us clearly, oh, our Lord returneth. One of these moments, oh, we don't know the day, we don't know the hour, he did not give it to us. But oh, yes, what he did tell us, that great need to watch and to pray. Oh, yes, we don't know the hour, we don't know the time, but oh, yes, it will happen. It will happen one of these moments. So how we need to redeem the time. The days are evil, and oh yes, we are told that great need to occupy until he comes. Oh yes, to be going forth doing the will of our Father. And these words of life which we are reading tonight, they are all a part of that will of God. Those things that he has ordained, that we walk in his ways. Oh yes, that our hearts be in tune with him. Oh yes, that we would be subject to his commandments, his ways, his will. Oh, that we would all be listening to that still small voice that speaks to our hearts. Oh yes, that we would know it well. You know, it tells us in Colossians 3, verse 22, it says, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And then it tells us, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respecter of persons. Oh, yes, how it tells us, you know, the things that he puts in our heart, you know, and we don't have to make it complicated. You know, he's going to lead us. He's going to guide us. He's going to, you know, bring us to that place where we are in the will of God as we walk with him, as we follow him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so, yes, everything we do, it needs to be done to the Lord. Oh, you know, if we can't do something in the name of the Lord, then, oh, we best not do it at all. Yes, because if we want our hearts, our motives to be right, we want to be serving the Lord in all that we do. So, yes, those little things. And, you know, it addressed servants in verse 22 here in Colossians 3. But, you know, we are servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Regardless of our status here on this earth. And, you know, we all have a job to do. We all have something to fulfill. We are all a plan of the family of God. We all have a purpose. Praise the Lord. And thank God, you know, he's going to lead us. He's going to show us. You know, he's going to direct us so that we know what he would have us to do so that we can fulfill his will. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So yes, well, you know, we want to do it unto the Lord. And not just, you know, not, you know, just as it says eye service here, you know, as men pleasers, you know, but realizing, hey, there's one greater than any boss we would ever have on this earth. And that is God. Amen. That's the one that we fear. Oh, the things that we do, the words that come out of our mouth. Oh, yes. All of these things are consequential. Oh, yes. They show who we are. And oh, God knows and hears and sees and judges. Oh, my. It's all, you know, telling. And it all has a part in our life with the Lord. So yes, here tells us in Ephesians chapter 5, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And then, yes, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Yes, we're to be watching. We're to be praying. We don't know what hour our Lord will return. So yes, we want to be diligent. You know, we don't want to get off the track. We don't want to start living in a sloppy manner, in a careless manner. Oh my, we don't want words to slip that are not godly. We don't want to look, you know, like somebody who is not right with God. But oh, he tells us here, oh yes, in verse 18, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Oh, we want the Spirit of the Lord to take over our lives. We want to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Oh my, we want to be going about doing our Father's will. Praise the Lord, occupying until he comes. But oh yes, always more of God. Always more of his Spirit. Letting his Spirit overwhelm us. Letting his Spirit lead us. Guide us, direct us, show us what we need to see. Amen. Praise the Lord. Understanding what the will of the Lord is. Praise the Lord. Oh, his will is that we would walk in his ways, that we would fulfill his will for our lives, that we would seek after the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then it tells us in verse 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. This tells us how to feed our souls. Praise the Lord, how to feed our minds. Praise the Lord, oh, letting our hearts meditate on the things that are godly. Oh, those psalms, those hymns, those spiritual songs. Oh, yes, that have those messages. Oh, yes, that speak to us so, oh, beautifully. Oh, yes, we want those to feed our souls. Amen. Oh, yes, we want to to have our minds focused on the Lord. Oh, to sing and make melody in our hearts to the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, that song of praise to our God. Praise the Lord, oh, the wonder of it. You know, He has redeemed us. He has saved us. He brought us up out of the world into His glorious kingdom. And oh, we have so much to rejoice in. But oh, yes, we want His kingdom to be the emphasis of our life. Oh, yes. What we live for. Oh, yes, what we, desire, what we speak about. Amen. Oh, yes, our whole manner, praise the Lord, just revolving around God's ways. Amen. And that is such a beautiful way to feed our souls, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Oh, I know that was a secret even of the psalmist David. You know, oh yes, because he often praised the Lord. I was thinking of Psalms 40 here at the moment, where he said, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord." Oh, praise the Lord, that song of praise. Oh, that song. Oh, that the ransom will sing, because God is a part of our life. He has come into our lives, oh, to move in us, to change us. Oh, yes, to make us a new creature. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, so we can speak in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And then it tells us in verse 20, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Oh, that thankful spirit. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, no matter what is going on in our lives. Oh, that spirit of thankfulness. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Praise the Lord, yes. That kind of spirit, that kind of heart. And then verse 21 tells us here, "Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God." Oh, praise the Lord. We live in that realm where, yes, oh, we realize, we know that God sees. He knows. He even knows our thoughts. He knows our patterns. He knows our goals. He knows our ambitions. He knows it all. He knows if we are a pretender or if we are really living for Jesus. Nothing is hidden in His sight. Oh, but praise the Lord. Oh, yes, we can live such a life in Christ that, oh, yes, we can be an example to the world, that light of God can shine through us so that we can reflect Him. Oh, yes, so that, oh, we can show the world the ways of God. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, I thank God we have so much wealth in the Scripture. So many words of life here that tell us how to live. And oh yes, we want to fulfill the will of the Lord. Oh yes, we want to redeem the time. The days are evil. Oh, we don't want to be unwise. It would be foolish to go back to those old ways, that old man, those old tendencies, those old desires. But oh yes, His will is that we'd walk in truth, that we'd walk in the light. Oh yes, that we'd have that fellowship with Him, that we would be obedient. Oh yes, that we would be doing His will. Praise the Lord, living a life, oh, that is exemplary. Oh, that, oh, yes, reflects the life that Jesus Christ Himself lived. Oh, yes, that we could indeed be His sons and His daughters, amen, participants in His kingdom. Praise the Lord, fellow heirs with Christ. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, thank God, His wonderful mercy and grace. Oh, thank the Lord. Oh, we can live in Jesus Christ, and we can redeem the time because the days are evil. Oh, yes, and we can know what the will of the Lord is. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God. Oh, God, we pray that you would help us to live up to your standards. We just thank you, Lord, for all the things that are revealed in your word and all these words, oh, Lord, that you have given us, Lord, that might speak to us. And, oh, God, give us the instruction and direction that we need, Lord. Oh, that we might walk in the light as you are the light, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, and, oh, Lord, that we might lead others to thy glorious kingdom and be that kind of example, Lord. Oh, yes, be watching and praying, oh, Lord. Oh, for that moment, oh, Lord, when you will stand. Oh, when you will come forth, Lord, and, oh, God, we want to be ready. We pray that you would use us and work in us and make us what we ought to be in Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. In closing, we're going to open our Melodies of Praise hymnals to 102 and sing He Brought Me Out. 102, Melodies of Praise.
I'll praise him till all is good.
Have a wonderful night. Praise God.
Thank you. Thank you.